You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Good Morning Football!
All right, well, welcome back to Good Morning Football. I'm Jane Slater, and we are thrilled to be with Jason McCourty and Kyle Brandt and Peter Schrager, who are in Detroit. The draft is finally here, folks. Let's just go ahead and get right into it. We are excited. The energy is here. Let's throw down this Thursday presented by Gorilla Glue. We know that Caleb Williams is going first overall, but who's going second to the Commanders, Jaden Daniels or Drake May, Peter? And I'm just so fascinated by the fact that they brought both of these guys in here, as long with another a bunch of quarterbacks, to Topgolf to figure it all out.
I'll say this. Over the weekend, there was a lot of rumblings on my phone and in NFL circles, and the rumblings being Jaden Daniels' visit with Washington did not go well. There's some lack of harmonious feelings between the two.
Didn't click?
Didn't click. The last 3 days, I've told it's been smoothed over. But I do ask, and I wonder, in this day and age, for the second overall pick to even come out and say, like, I would like to play for a different team, like, is that enough for Washington to say, well, you know what, dude? We'll take Drake May. We'll be fine without you. We don't need you necessarily. We'll be all right. We'll take the guy who wants to be here. That goes through my head. But let me tell you something about Washington. Really interesting setup right now. Josh Harris is the new owner.
Sure.
Signed Adam Peters as his new GM. And now Adam Peters was hired by Josh Harris, but also by Bob Myers. Do you know the name Bob Myers?
Sure.
General manager of the Golden State Warriors for many years. So they went outside the box with that. Then they just hired Dave Gardy. And Dave Gardy was a longtime NFL employee, 20 years. Basically, the new kickoff rules that you see, Dave Gardy helped write those kickoff rules. In the last couple of weeks, the Commanders hired Dave Gardy to be on their coaching staff. I think the Commanders going outside the box, and anyone who tells you they know for sure who the Commanders are taking is a liar. Because if anyone's as close to the Commanders, it'll be me with Cliff Kingsbury as offensive coordinator. And I don't know who the Commanders are taking. I went with the Jaden Daniels. I think everyone's assuming it's Jaden Daniels. But it is not a sure thing, as we sit here this morning, that they have told Jaden Daniels he is the second overall pick.
That's a lot of pieces there, Peter. There's a lot going on.
It's not a slam dunk.
Okay. Cliff, you mentioned Cliff. Everybody's just saying it is a slam dunk. It's done. It's what's going to go. I've heard people talking off the air, oh, he's definitely going to the Commanders. You're telling me they come up and Goodell says, the Washington Commanders select Drake May, quarterback North. That doesn't knock you on your butt?
I would.
Yes?
I think Jaden Daniels is the pick, but I also think it's not the same thing as Caleb Williams to the Bears.
Can I push you for something juicier? Someone other than these two teams at 2 and 3 making those picks. Someone going that far up. Almost historic, right? I mean, for somebody to get all the way up there. I mean, I'm talking about from the back, too.
The third pick is interesting because I think Tom Pelissero hit it earlier. And it's, okay, well, that was the third quarterback in the draft. It's not the first. It might not be your first pick. It might not be your second pick. Are you putting your entire franchise into the third quarterback in the draft? unless you love him, and that's what the Patriots have to decide.
Jason, you're the glue that holds us together. Get in here on us.
I love that. I try to be. When you talk about these two guys, what I love about this is Shregs is going that, hey, Jaden Daniels isn't an absolute slam dunk the same way we're talking about Caleb Williams. Now, that makes it interesting because when you talk about a team moving up to maybe get one of these guys, let's just say Drake May does go number two to the Washington Commanders. And now there's a team that had no idea that Jaden Daniels would maybe be available at three. And maybe they're willing to sell the house for a guy like Jaden Daniels opposed to Drake May, depending upon who they fall in love with. I do think Jaden Daniels is going to be the second pick. All the rumblings and all of that, I think, for Washington, they're looking at it and they're seeing what this guy was able to do in college, winning the Heisman, so some of the special things he was able to do on his feet and getting the ball deep down the field. And I do think they trust and they're comfortable with that pick at number two. But the fact that we're having this debate of which one can go second, which one's going to go third, I think that involves bringing another team that possibly can move up to get one of these guys if they don't expect the one that goes two to go there. So that's where I think it's going to get interesting, and we'll see how it all unfolds. Jane, what you got?
I think it is really interesting, especially because of some of the buzz we've heard coming out of this weekend. And again, I know that there was not necessarily sour grapes, but I think, you know, anybody wants to be courted when they're looking at not being number one, but number two, that they want to come in there. They want to get to know the guys. They want to have that one-on-one time. And then they did this group event. It's very interesting, Peter. I can't remember another team doing it this way. I tend to think it's Jaden Daniels, but if they went with Drake May, here's a guy who's got arm strength. Obviously, he's got a lot of experience, and he did so much more with less at North Carolina. So this is going to be very, very interesting. I think the first round this year is going to be a lot of fun to watch to see what people do. I am curious what you guys are going to do with this next question. Throwdown question number two is most iconic Detroit figure. Now, we've seen Marshall Mathers, all Slim Shady, but now I'm going to throw in Barry Sanders. As you said, Kyle, football town. Who do you think people in Detroit or outside of it would align as a more iconic Detroit figure?
Really tough. I feel like if you get it wrong, you have to leave. You know what I mean? Like, that's why you're going to go first, Peter.
I feel like we've seen Barry a lot.
Go on.
I feel like Barry had a documentary on Amazon. We saw that. Barry,
go on.
During the playoff run, we had a lot of Barry. I feel like Marshall Mathers, Eminem, is kind of like the Loch Ness Monster or something. Like, he only comes out every so often.
Peter's choosing his words very carefully. He just did a whole mock draft. He doesn't care about the results. Right now, you're like, every syllable is coming out of your mouth.
Because there's such passion around both of these gentlemen. But I feel like Eminem only shows his face maybe at an award show once every 5 years. Maybe he's knocking Christina Aguilera at some point.
Better from switch me chairs.
You know it.
So next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst, I can't finish the line.
Come on. Barry will be a part of this draft, I'm sure. And Barry will wear a cool Detroit thing, and he'll be a gentleman in class as always, and he's the greatest running back. Eminem, like, that gets me like, okay, they got Eminem. Mm-hmm. Now that... Mm-hmm. Like, Eminem's not doing Fallon tonight.
No.
You know? Eminem's not doing Hot Ones with Sean Evans today. Like, Eminem picks his spots, and it's like once every 2 years you see Eminem. If he's in the house tonight, I will freak out. So I'm going to say he's the more iconic figure.
Have you ever been able to see any highlights of Barry Sanders?
Ever.
He used to play for the Lions, and they would hand him the ball, Peter, and it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. All right, look, I like Eminem a lot. I like Stan.
You like the song Stan?
Shout out to Devin Sawa. Yes. Shout out to Dido.
Dido. What's Dido up to?
Dunking on Barry Sanders and Eminem. Dido, I take you out of these three. But, Peter, we have videotape of Barry Sanders. It's excellent. I'm going to go Barry. I don't know, Peter, you were just this meandering, rumbling about Barry. You just completely disrespected him. Barry, come up here and juke Peter out of both of his ACLs like you used to do back in the day. It's Barry Sanders. It's Peter. It's because he left early. It's because he walked away like
a legend. No, but it's Eminem because he stayed.
He just ran past Brian Cox on the Chicago Bears. No, it's gone. I like that he's gone. He's got an amber visor. Jason, this one's going to be hard for you.
I know.
I think Peter tried to be cool and say Eminem. Like,
cool?
The culture.
Yes. For the culture?
Peter, you would have called me out if I said Eminem. What are you doing?
Eminem hasn't had a song in 20 years. No, I'm not trying to.
Just get enough from us. Go, Jason.
Hey, Peter's always for the culture. He's always representing. Hey,
thank you.
I'm rolling with Shregs. I'm rolling with Eminem. Shout out Clarence. Shout out Cheddar Bob. The whole nine for Eminem.
Cheddar.
You look at this. This is a guy that has won Grammys and all of these different things. Billboards, Golden Globes, whatever awards. but he also has Soul Train Awards, BET Awards. This is a white rapper who's crossed over, and he's been able to do it for all sides of it. Yes, I'm doing it for the culture. I'm saying
so Eminem. It should be Eminem versus Christian McCaffrey. Is that what we're saying?
I mean, you said that, not me. It might make it a little bit fair, but yeah. Whatever the case, I'm going with Eminem, one of the greatest of all time. Barry as well. I had his jersey growing up as a kid. You can't go wrong. You guys, if you get the answer wrong, you can get kicked out of Detroit. I'm sitting here in New Jersey in an office and somebody's mowing the lawn outside. I'm safe no matter what I answer.
Yeah, listen, I'm a fan, obviously, of Barry Sanders. Yeah, both him and M delivering blows in their respective careers. Who doesn't forget the Mariah Carey, Eminem battles back in the day? You brought up Christina Aguilera. I just feel like even if you're not a fan of football, if everybody knows who Eminem is, specifically suburban white guys. You guys were all the same age. I just remember all the guys in the white room, you know, in the weight room, thinking that they were hard. So, yeah, I think it's on every dude's playlist as he's taking his creatine and getting pumped up in the locker room. So I would have to say Eminem.
I can see Kyle right there.
Oh, Kyle literally was that guy.
You've only got
Guilty Conscience has gotten such rotten responses. Like, hey, guys, we can go all day.
You've only got one shot. Like, that's the thing. You've only got one shot.
One opportunity.
So
do not miss your chance.
Don't miss your chance to blow.
That's a great answer. Barry Sanders, wildly disrespected in this. But we have Cam Newton come on.
Seen a lot of Barry.
Go on. Tell Barry that you're tired of seeing him.
We see Barry. He's part of our lives every day. Eminem is not.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a take.
With the first pick in the 2011 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select Cam Newton, quarterback, Auburn.
Big-time player, obviously. Heisman Trophy. Won a national championship at Auburn University.
And we found him. We got audio guys. We got Cam Newton. Cam, we've been sitting here all morning for hours. No music, no nothing. The second you come on set, the band starts, the DJ starts, you have a vibe. How you feeling, man? It's good to see you.
I'm in my Coach Prime moment right now where I told everybody, play my theme music.
It was like a walk-in music, man. Cam just showed up, it starts going. How you feeling? It's draft night. We just saw you back in the day, number one overall pick. What's it like for you to look back at that video of you and Goodell standing up there, first pick in the draft?
It was like a blink. You know, I had a chat with a couple guys last night just telling the man, bro, just live in the moment. Was headed down the elevator with a parent, grandmother. Yeah. Everybody's excited, getting phone calls. Yeah, I'm going to be watching tonight. And this is the first time of your life where you can at least know freedom is on the way.
Yeah.
Financial freedom, yeah. Just everything that you worked for is going to pay off tonight. And special shout out to those guys and families that are going through it.
It's really exciting for them. I remember a lot of your journey to the draft from the media perspective. We're seeing Caleb Williams tonight. He's going to go number one. You were going to go number one. There's these bizarre questions, Cam, about his personality, his image. I remember when you were coming out, the term fake smile was being thrown around, which was this term in the media that Cam Newton had a fake smile. Caleb paints his nails. He's different. Someone compared him to Prince. What does that make you feel like when you hear that? And do you relate?
Of course. Being unique, we can't be hypocrites in America. You can't promote land of the free and then all of a sudden when somebody does something that makes them unique, you crucify them, right? I think really for us in this profession that we're in, Gen Z is here and they're here to stay. Yeah. So whatever a person does personally should just matter personally. If it starts bleeding into their play, then that's when you can care. But as I'm seeing these highlights of Caleb Williams, pink nails, red nails, green nails, no nails. If you can play football and you can win football games in that locker room and for that franchise, nothing else matters.
Well, to that point, you come out, you get drafted number one, you're the Panthers. First game, 400 yards. Mm-hmm. Second game, 400 yards. You hit the ground balling. What advice would you give to Caleb? All right, you're going to get drafted tonight. It's going to be a party. You're going to get this money. What's next? How does he get ready for that game one like you were ready?
Well, just for all incoming players, not just for Caleb Williams, it's understanding you're going to play 17 games regardless. And I just remember I wasn't mentally prepared to go through that when not only when things are good, but when things are bad. Mm-hmm. Okay, after a loss, you got the Monday to come recoup. You got Tuesdays off, depending on, you know, if you're playing Sunday or Thursday or whatever. And then you come back through that whole process, and each and every week you have one day to really digest the past week's tasking and things that you took on. And it's easy to do that on week one. But what about December? What about, you know, the January games and things like that? And you have to have that same, as they would say, keep that same energy throughout the whole thing.
Are there things that you would say to not do?
Entitlement. Your resume, throw it out the window.
Really?
Nobody cares. Heisman, no Heisman, All-American, no All-American. Bro, as a veteran, going into any type of locker room, first pick, last pick, just come in with the willingness to work and understand your IQ and your awareness has to understand the law of the land. Mm-hmm. For any rookie that's out there, the first thing I would kind of see is who's the leaders of this team? Who does the players respond to? Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not kissing up or anything. It's just understanding, okay, they go how he goes. All right, well, let me find a way to get in line and also insert myself in ways where effort should never be in question. You know, professionalism should never be in question. Mm-hmm. Understanding who you are and what you're supposed to do should never be in question. And everything else, now that comes down to making a play when your time is called. And I think a lot of rookies or first players into the NFL get it misunderstood that, well, they never gave me a chance. Well, your chance came in the meeting room when they asked you, you know, what's your sight adjust? Yeah. And for versus a corner cat, and you didn't know that was your chance. That was it. So, you know, just having the understanding that, you know, you're always on and making the most of every single opportunity.
Cam, you mentioned the Heisman. There was huge news this week relating to Reggie Bush being given his trophy back. I know you're really passionate about this stuff.
Right.
I'm just going to give you the floor. How do you feel about it?
It's past overdue. And I think when I think back at, you know, my time with the NCAA, man, it was just, my God, man.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah. And they pretty much have this sovereign rule where they can go and check anything. And I can see where they're coming from. But at the same time, it was a little intrusive. Mm-hmm. I've always said the thing about Reggie Bush was, granted, the things that he's done, people aren't celebrated, but none of that had any type of implication of giving him an added advantage on the field. Mm-hmm. And that's what I could not, you know, sit easy with. So, you know, shout out to Johnny Manziel. Shout out to, you know, him for really being an opponent for, you know, giving this guy back his trophy. Reggie has always, you know, stood and been professional about the whole situation. And for him to get his just due yesterday, man, was big for just the movement of the NCAA. Yeah.
And it means a lot coming from you.
For sure.
To the Heisman note, Jaden Daniels, what do you think of him? Who do you compare him to? What do you think?
Well, Jaden is a interesting guy. Obviously, his coach, you know, is
Brian Kelly's right over here right now.
But for him, it's imperative that he goes in with the willingness to work. Mm-hmm. You know, skill set is there, and there's times where, you know, even for the strongest of talent, once you have to always keep confidence in yourself. Bad ball, bad loss, confidence is key, especially in a league full of alphas. Mm-hmm. So I would admonish Jaden as well as other players to just make sure that, you know, prepare and also stay hungry and knowing that you belong here. Mm-hmm.
The hats are so cool, Cam. Yeah. I mean, for real, they look so good. I got to get one of those hats.
Well, I'm going to take this time to
go on. What do you want?
Revert everybody to go on MashikaHats.com to order your hat. Use the promo code Funky. And
is that a real promo code, Funky?
It is really.
Put it in.
It really is.
I got to get one.
With that being said, make sure you like, share, subscribe on my YouTube channel.
Yes.
As we produce the most and to try to get the organic content possible. So
it's incredibly organic. It's grass-fed. It's beautiful. Shout out to my guy, Peggy. Where's Peggy here today?
Big Peg.
Peg, where are you? That's my man right there. He's always rolling.
Look,
I love it.
Everybody's asking for Peg, man. And now,
Peg's a legend.
You know,
behind the camera.
Behind the scenes, and now he's trying to get his, he's next. No, Chip Kelly's next, not you.
Cam, what do you got going on tonight?
Red carpet. They asked me, you know, if I wanted to have any type of activation to the draft. I'm Mr. Put It On some days, all days, every day.
This is your morning outfit? You're going to change, right? Like, this is how you roll out of bed? It looks good.
I know. Like, I didn't come to play.
He said, I know.
It's one of the things where, man, I'm excited to see what every player has in their closet.
Yeah.
And how they will want the world to see them as they walk across the stage, and I get a chance to talk to the athletes as they come on a red carpet, what went into the swag, what went into, you know, certain things, and just seeing the families and the players through this life-changing moment, I'm here for.
It's unbelievable. Peter's going to be sitting in that chair next. I don't think he could possibly look any different from you in the swag or the drip or anything. See that man right there? That's what we're talking about. That's my Peggy. Cam, you truly are the best. You're thoughtful, insightful about everything.
Right now,
keep going.
I'm a YouTuber. A content creator, as they would say.
That's Cam. We got Brian Kelly coming up next. We're going to talk all kinds of draft prospects and everything. The coolest. Thank you so much. You've become a good friend of the show, Cam. Appreciate you. Good Morning Football right after this.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good Morning Football!
In the 2011 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Cameron Jordan, defensive end, California.
There he is. Let's get right into it because he's sitting next to me. Cam, talk about what we're seeing right there.
Man, I forgot about the espresso chai. We were talking about the gold sheen should have let you know where I was going. You know, look at the big face watch back in the day. Like, this is times that changed. That big suit, the pants with the full break in them. You know, like, we don't have to do that anymore.
The tailor put in a full break. That's where he pinned you. So, listen, 2011, we're standing in front of the draft right now. They're testing out the Raiders pick. Look, when you look at the stage and you look at that video, what memories come back? What emotions come back?
On the clock is a wild feeling.
Yes, it is.
Especially for those teams where, you know, you've gotten information. You're like, I'm slated, in my mind, slated to go top 15 at worst. 20 and pick 20 rolls around, you're like, uh-oh, this might be a long night, you know, because every year you see all the hopes and dreams and the work that the kids have put in to get to this point. They get drafted, you see how exhilarated they are, you've seen guys hug, pick up, kiss, you know, all their loved ones, and then you see those guys that sometimes don't get called that first day, even though they brought everybody with them. And
you don't want to get Will Levis, right? You almost did, Cam. You're down to 24.
24.
In your position, too, J.J. goes in front of you. Von Miller goes in front of you. A whole bunch of edge rushers.
Right.
Did that, were you one of those guys who remembers all the names and you were all angry like one of these guys might be tonight?
No, because there was...
You're never angry.
Remember all the names? Absolutely. Because you had guys like Ryan Kerrigan, you know, what you said, J.J. Watt, Robert Quinn.
Yeah.
There were some dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Alden Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you think about Marcel Darius at like number three or two. No, Vaughn was two. Marcel was three. Yes. And then, so you just think about all the animals that were in that draft. So you're like, you get used to it. You're like, you know what? That's fine. But I'm gonna make them know that's my true name at 24. That's all you need is the chance.
All right, so let's talk about tonight, because we may be seeing history. There's this idea that there's never gone the top 10 picks with zero defensive players being drafted. It could happen tonight. It's offense, offense, offense. Does that make you mad? Does it make you cry? Like, how are you feeling about there's not a lot of respect for this year's defensive class yet?
There's a kid named Kool-Aid McKinney that I'm quite fond of.
Say his name again, Ken.
Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid. And it's really because I just like to say cool. Like cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So just feel like you're bringing the juice regardless. But I think, come on, 10 picks without a defensive player, mm-hmm. we're not going to get
blasphemous.
That yeah, that's just
what
crazy.
Is this league, Cam?
It is a time. Well, it's a time to take a chance on a quarterback, apparently. Yes. But beyond that, it's always a time to pick up a defensive player. You know, now when we get to that top 15 and now you're talking about pick 14, then I'll get even more excited. Mm-hmm. You guys can have the top 10 unless we trade in.
That's true. And as you're watching this right now in the camp, no one has had a media career set up post-playing more than you ever. Peter, he's already had shows, movies, clothing lines.
Please don't look up the movie. It's somewhere on Tubi. Don't
What's
do it.
What's the movie called?
I'm kidding.
Did you say Tubi or Quibi? I hate plugging Quibi. Let's get to the podcast, though. Off the Edge podcast. I think this is interesting. So we're here in Detroit. Mm-hmm. You got Amon-Ra St. Brown, who everybody loves, signed a huge contract. Watch the clip of Cam Amon-Ra St. Brown, the Off the Edge podcast, a part of the Cam Jordan Media Empire. Roll it.
I said good job on the contract extension, but to be the highest paid at your position, what does that feel like?
I mean, it's cool. It's an honor. It's a blessing that, you know, the Lions were willing to do that for me. They see me have that value. But let's not forget, we got guys coming up. Justin Jefferson's about to get paid.
No doubt.
Jamar Chase.
We're not worried about
paid.
Tomorrow. We're worried about today. We can't count for tomorrow.
I mean, there's dudes
today,
coming.
Today, right now, you say highest paid wide receiver. We say, I'm all right.
There's dudes coming up. Dudes coming up for some big extensions. So it's definitely cool. Like I said, I'm blessed. I'm honored.
Wait a year step, my question. I love that.
Yeah.
The problem is Amon-Ra was not relaxed for that interview. He seemed very tense. Ooh. Doesn't know if he's going to get paid. I'm just joking. Cam,
you see me pulling from him. He was trying to Eurostep me. No. We're going to talk about it.
He was
it.
Trying hard. That's the classic question ducking that
Absolutely.
You're on the other side of now. What is that like for you when the guy doesn't want to give you the goods? He doesn't want to get you trending.
Hey, I'm in Louisiana, baby. We go fishing all the time. Give me a nice little red, reel it on in. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with putting that new bait out.
What are those things called? Those mud bugs you eat? That, you know what I'm
Crawfish?
Saying? Crawfish.
Don't do that. Some of the world now, some America calls them crayfish, and that's wild. To me.
Crayfish.
But like crawfish, that's a good boil right there.
It's a great boil. We may have a great draft for the Saints. Now, we just talked about how annoying it is when athletes duck questions.
Yeah.
Cam, who do you want the Saints to draft tonight? Come on. Don't slip that punch.
Yeah, absolutely. Who do I want? Come on. I'm very biased. Like I said, if y'all thinking top 10 offense galore, I'm thinking number 14 defense. Run me the big D tackle. I like the little Florida State kid. I really like a Texas D tackle. Uh-huh. But I'm not putting names out there. You know, just know, like, if it doesn't happen the first, I'm still looking for our second or our fifth round pick. I think we got like 4 fifth round picks. We can trade up.
Peter, who do you got in your mock for the Saints? Now, everybody's got a fifth
Olu round. out of Penn yes. State, is that?
Peter should join the segment, but we only have 2 chairs. So Peter should be over there. So offensive tackle. I think DJ has him going. Everybody's got offensive tackle. Like, don't you think maybe, Cam,
I'm
going
to wait till tomorrow to give you my spill on why I don't think any team should ever draft offensive tackle.
What's Sean Payton going to do? He's the coach of the Broncos now.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
What pick is that?
Sean Payton six. Is sick. 12, like I said, six. Peter, 12? Peter, can you get in here? Can we do a tag team? Can you please get in here? What do you think Sean P is going to do? I mean, everybody's saying he may go up for a quarterback and make a bold move. It's kind of like he's got to make some waves this year.
Absolutely. With Russell just leaving, you think exactly that. You think he's going for a quarterback. And then I'm going to wish him well and still not care because I'm worried about what the Saints are doing this year. You know, and if you bring it back, you're going to say offensive lineman. I'm going to say, why? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'm going to say, let's go tight end if we can't go D-tackle.
Let's go tight end if we don't
Georgia.
Go D-tackle. Georgia. Just
Bowers.
Get a Georgia player.
Bowers.
He likes the tight end, too. Bowers.
Bowers.
Yes.
I'm going to call him Bowser the moment. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to call him Bowser the moment he gets in. Come on.
Super Mario movie.
Exactly.
Jack
Big
Black.
Dog.
Anyway, Cam Jordan, is there anything we're missing? Like, what are you doing tonight? Like, we got to get you out
Come
of here.
Come on. Yeah, exactly. Get me back.
Great to see you.
I
Thanks for coming
it, yeah.
by. You can just hang if you want. 2 chairs only, though, so you got to sit over there.
Then I'll just comment in.
Welcome back to Good Morning Football. We're here in Detroit, Michigan, where the draft is going to be starting tonight. It extends all day Friday.
And all day Saturday, it's one of the best moments of the NFL offseason, and I'm here with one of the best college football coaches of his generation, LSU head coach Brian Kelly. Welcome to Good Morning Football, man.
It's great to be back in the Motor City.
Isn't it cool? This is a state you have great fondness for. We were talking about it off camera. Talk about some of the schools that you have connections with here.
Well, obviously, I started at Grand Valley State and then worked my way over to Central Michigan, and so lots of players that I've recruited in this city have played for me and have made me smart because we've had a lot of really good players. So it's just fun to be back.
You've got a great connection to this state, and, of course, you've got a great connection to a lot of these players who are going to go in the first round. Let's start right at the top. Jaden Daniels, quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner. He transfers from Arizona State to play for you two seasons. If a Washington Commanders or New England Patriots fan is waking up this morning and turning on TV, what would be your elevator speech about what they're getting with Jaden Daniels?
Well, I think, you know, obviously that you can turn on the film and you can find the extraordinary things. But I think he does the ordinary things extraordinarily well. And that's the thing that you look at. He doesn't turn the football over. He manages the game extremely well in terms of first, second, and third down. He's a guy that's going to work, you know, obviously from a 5:30 in the morning till late at night. He does all those little things really, really well, and I think that's important as well.
All right, the one knock on his game is that maybe sometimes he gets himself in a little bit of trouble, and he'll take a hit, and he'll go for that extra yard, he'll take a hit. I talked to some coaches that are like, you know what, Lamar Jackson also takes a hit sometimes. It is what it is when you're an athletic quarterback. What would be your answer to that?
I think if that's the only thing that we're worried about, I think that's a good thing. If we're talking about he has a tendency of forcing the football, or we don't like his pocket presence, or his accuracy is off, then maybe you have some red flags. But if you're saying, you know, he's at times he's got to learn how to slide, I'll take that.
Yeah. My last question on Jaden, of course, would be, have you followed his NFL draft process at all? Of course, there was a lot of news about his visit with all the other quarterbacks to Washington. Have you spoken to him in the last week, 48 hours, about, you know, where he's at with things and where his family's at?
Yeah, I was with him last night. And, of course, you know, the last 2-3 weeks, every GM, every coach I've spoken to. Look, this is like the Cold War. There's more misinformation and disinformation over the last couple of weeks. So, look, I think everybody's got a clear understanding of who he is and what he can do for their football team, and I think everybody's got their minds made up.
All right, it's not just Jaden, though. Tonight we might see Malik Nabers go in the top five. That is how good of a prospect he is. Your wide receiver, I've got him, and I know you're very, very tuned into this. I got him in my mock draft going 6th to the Giants. Tell us about Malik Nabers, and if you're a fan in the top 10, what you'd be getting from that wide receiver.
Well, again, aside from the athletic ability, when you turn on the film, it's pretty clear. Run after the catch, explosiveness, can go up and get the football. He can do everything. He's a Swiss Army knife. You can play him in the slot. You can play him outside. He can beat you one-on-one, all of those things. But he is an ultra-competitive player. Look, I had to take his equipment from him in the bowl game when, you know, most guys, you can't even get him to play in a bowl game. So this is a guy who loves to play the game of football. And, you know, in this day and age, sometimes it's about guys that love to play, yeah. And he just loves to play the game.
Their connection, what's that like, Jaden and Malik? Was that great to see them flourish and blossom together?
Yeah, and you got to understand, you know, that was one that developed over time, and so these guys spent time together. So you're going to get two guys that whoever they're with next year, they're going to spend the time with the appropriate receivers on that team to build that relationship as well.
This is great. There's another wide receiver, Brian Thomas, who's in this first round, who will probably go in the top 32. What makes Thomas different from Nabers, and what would you tell teams if they called you about him?
Well, ascending in my eyes, this is a guy that is just breaking onto the scene. He won a state championship in basketball. He's just an incredible athlete who I think is just scratching the surface. Tall, athletic. He's not just a guy that runs 9 routes. I mean, he can run after the catch. He's very slippery after he catches the football. He can make people miss. I just think he's a guy that continues to get better and better.
Okay, so all three of those guys. But you also have a connection to maybe the top offensive tackle in this draft. It predates your time at LSU and goes back to Notre Dame. You recruited Joe Alt when you were the head coach at Notre Dame.
Yeah, Joe's a terrific athlete. I think everybody is pretty clear that he's the top tackle. He's so athletic. You know, we recruited him. He was about 220 pounds.
Really?
Yes. And so the thing was, will he put on the weight? But he's such a single-minded young man in terms of wanting to be great, and that's why he's a can't-miss prospect because he has that kind of mindset that he's going to do all the little things to be great.
You've been through so many NFL drafts as a coach of so many of these prospects. Do you specifically have a draft memory that comes to board with one of your players that you've been in the building for?
You know, there's been so many. I think my first was with Ronnie Stanley.
Yeah.
The left tackle.
Chicago draft. They took him to the Ravens sixth overall.
Exactly.
Dude.
Amazing.
Come on.
Listen, I'm asking a bad question.
Come on. What are we talking about here? But tell me, what do you remember from that night?
I remember that night, which was, you know, clear. He was not projected to go number six. And just to be there and to take that all in and see how that changed his entire family and his entire life. This is a life-changing event. I mean, it's the NFL draft, and there's a lot of that goes with it. But what it changes and the life that it changes and all the people around it, it's pretty powerful.
My last question. You have a connection to two different NFL head coaches who I'm very friendly with, and they talk about their days with you glowingly at Central Michigan. Tell us who these two head coaches were and how you knew them.
Well, Matt LaFleur and Robert Saleh were both GAs for me at Central Michigan.
So a GA is a graduate assistant at Central Michigan. These guys were 24-year-olds. Working for you.
And there was no mistake about where their career paths were. They were bright. They were energetic, enthusiastic, and it was just a matter of time for them to ascend to where they are, despite my poor leadership of them.
This is very self-deprecating.
They've ascended, but just great young men, and obviously where they are now as head coaches, so proud of what they've been able to accomplish. And we had a great staff at CMU, and many have those kind of moments, right, where you have great coaches on a staff, and we're just so happy with what they've been able to achieve.
We'll wrap with this. If I'm in Baton Rouge or if I'm in Louisiana right now, should I be excited about the LSU Tigers team coming in?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would buy stock. If you were thinking about it, I'd buy some LSU stock.
I like that. I will. All right, Coach Brian Kelly, this was awesome. Good luck tonight. You've got three different prospects who could go in the top 20. We'll be seeing your face on air, and of course, good luck this spring and then in the football season.
Thanks, we appreciate it.
Awesome stuff. All right, Good Morning Football. We keep on rolling at the draft here in Detroit. We go from one quarterback to another. Caleb Williams from Oklahoma to USC and then to the Chicago Bears is the expectation. His head coach, Lincoln Riley, is going to join the show as well when we come back.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, football!
It's the home of the NFL draft. This is Good Morning Football. We're back on the air this morning, and I am joined by the head coach of the USC Trojans and who has been the head coach of Caleb Williams in multiple places. This is Mr. Lincoln Riley. Lincoln, what's up, man?
Good morning. Good to be here.
Great to have you. We were talking off camera. We had you on in Nashville at the draft when Kyler Murray was the first overall pick, and now it looks like Caleb Williams is most likely going to be the first overall pick. But you and him don't just have a USC connection. You guys go way back. Take us through your relationship and the depth of how many years you guys have been together.
Yeah, Caleb came out of Gonzaga High School. It's a tremendous program right in the heart of Washington, D.C. We found out about him after his sophomore year. They had a pretty epic game, won on a Hail Mary in his sophomore year to win the state championship. And we started recruiting him pretty early. We ended up kind of settling on two guys that we were recruiting. The other guy ended up committing. We weren't able to take Caleb at the time, and he was so steadfast in wanting to come play with us that at one point he just told us, well, I'll just come walk on.
Caleb Williams was willing to walk on at Oklahoma.
He was. It showed you a little bit about his confidence and his belief in himself, and he's always been very forward-focused, even at a young age. And as fate would have it, the other guy ended up deciding to stay closer to home. We took Caleb, and the rest is history.
And then you guys both go to USC together, and he has this magical Heisman season, and this past year has great season again, and now he's going to likely be the first overall pick. Have you spoken to Caleb about Caleb in Chicago and how that fit is, and have you guys discussed really his next step and what he can do to even improve his game more?
We absolutely have. It started after the season, and we were able to have some really good conversations about, you know, just his entire journey and then what it would look like as he got ready to make this step to the next level. And it's been helpful, I think, for me to be able to give him some perspective from some of the other guys that I've been fortunate enough to be able to coach that have made that jump, what this process would look like from the end of the season through draft day. And then obviously once he gets with his team, his new teammates, his new coaching staff. And so we've had some great talks. I know he's very focused on, you know, continuing to prove. He understands that he's still very young as a QB. I keep reminding people, like, in the last 4 years, he's only played 2.5 years of football. Uh-huh. And there's so much more for this guy. There's going to be a lot new. He'll have ups and downs like every rookie and anyone that goes into that league. But it's hard not to imagine this guy really succeeding at a high level.
So teams will always call college coaches. And for the most part, it's give me the real skinny. Give me the real deal. When someone calls you on Caleb Williams and says, what's he like as a guy? What's he like as a leader? What's he like as a teammate? What's your response?
He's a little bit of a chameleon. This guy, as much as any, you know, young player that I've been around, he can walk into any situation with, you know, any type of people, any different groups, different settings, and be comfortable in his own skin, can communicate well and really relate well to so many different people. I was super impressed when we got to USC. You're in a new city.
Yeah, new town.
New town, new team, new everything. And he was able to really, you know, really become a part of those guys, a part of the city, a part of the university, just so almost it felt effortlessly. And that's just the way he is. And so I think it bodes well for him going into a new city and a new team that he's going to be able to win over that locker room and that city quickly.
You obviously have a connection with Texas football and Texas Tech with Mahomes. The comparison is Mahomes. And maybe that's when you see the no look or the off schedule. When you hear that comparison to the way that Mahomes plays, do you say, slow down? Or do you say, well, I'm not going to get involved? Like, it could be like the ceiling is that high.
Well, Pat's already established himself as one of the all-time greats. And I think, you know, to first do that, you have to believe in yourself to that level. And I think, you know, Caleb certainly has that belief, and he certainly has the ability to do it. Now it's got to go translate to the NFL game, and now he's got to continue to grow and progress. And you look at all the greats, no matter where they were in college, they continue to get better. You know, Pat's continued to get better now years and years into the league. And that'll be the challenge for Caleb. If he can continue to improve with the physical abilities that he has, I mean, there's no limits on what he can accomplish.
Cliff Kingsbury worked with you at USC, and of course, you guys have a relationship. I would ask Cliff about, did Mahomes ever do anything at Texas Tech where you just be like, I'm asking you, did Caleb ever do anything at USC where you're just like, that's not in the playbook. That's just Caleb being Caleb, and he improvised, where he's got that level of just improvisation where he can make something out of nothing.
Often. There was a lot of no, yes, yes, yes. there was a lot of those. And so, yeah, he does have a unique ability to create and do special things. We've all seen it on game day. We see probably a lot more than the public does just at practice every single day. There was almost every day there was kind of a wow moment, or there's just something that was so kind of off the wall that you almost got used to it. And I think it's that ability combined with growing and being able to play in a system and play on schedule skill and do the things he's going to need to do in the NFL that get you excited. And I think that's why, obviously, if it ends up being the Bears, they should be really excited about it.
Less than 12 hours from now, you'll be out there in front of the theater with Caleb in the green room. He gets announced. You're going to embrace. This isn't your typical coach-quarterback relationship. You guys have been through it. You recruited him as a sophomore in high school. He transfers. You get, once you get the job, like, what's that moment going to feel like when you and him, after 8 years of knowing each other, are finally going to embrace and be like, dude, I'm letting you out of the nest?
Yeah. You know, they've all been different through the years. You know, this will be, you know, the guy that I've known the longest relative to the other QBs that we've been fortunate enough to coach. It's just really full circle. You know, you start with a simple conversation and getting to know each other, and typically pretty early in that, you want to find out, like, what do these guys want to accomplish in their careers? And not many people get to that, because so many of these guys have high expectations, and he certainly did. So to think through all the ups and downs and from where it started to being here now, yeah, you treasure these moments. And it's one of the best parts of our job to see these guys actually go on and get a chance to live their dreams.
Awesome. Real quick, should we feel excited about the USC program moving forward?
Oh, we're thrilled. It's been a great start. It's an unbelievable place to do it. Caleb and a lot of our guys that will get drafted this weekend were a huge part of kind of getting this thing turned around and getting it off the ground. And we feel like the best is yet to come.
All right. And we're going to see this man's face tonight, obviously, when the first overall pick is selected. That'll be Caleb Williams' head coach, Lincoln Riley. Lincoln, thanks so much for joining us today.
Anytime, brother.
That's it. Beautiful. Fight on. Let's go.
We'll be back tomorrow morning and Saturday morning. We're here in Detroit. Peter, take us out.
Ta-da.
Well done.
They're there.
That's why I'm here. Tune in. At P. Shrakes on Twitter.
New on Instagram.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.